Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for this planet brighter and people live happier, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk today. I often use the word the practice is coming from the Buddhist practice. Practice in Japan is shugyo, and the word shugyo were translated to the practice, and I'm not sure if this is proper, because shugyo, the word shugyo, it is already including the meaning of the Buddhist practice and or any spiritual practice. Well, we will say judo practice, but even the martial art, the Japanese thinks that this is spiritual practice. That's why putting the word do, judo, do is a way, the path, it's a spiritual path. But what I want to say as today's subject is, let's not use practice. I hope not to use the word practice for what I'm doing and sharing with people, the mantra chanting with prayers for some certain time. The original word of the practice is, as I said, shugyo. We often use this word in daily life. If any tough situation happens in the life, and we say, oh, this is practice, this is shugyo. And the reason why I'm saying that the word shugyo is not proper for what I'm sharing, the mantra chanting and the prayers, some certain times, etc., is because in the world of shugyo, the nuance is something like to be patient to something tough, and by to be patient, strengthen your will or train your patience, and sharpen your heart, your spirit. Just like a grinding stone sharpen the knife. But just to be patient or strengthen your will and sharpen your heart, what you experience in life, the day external life, by living us with a giving heart, to share, to let all others have the same giving heart. That is enough practice. So what is the purpose of that mantra chanting and prayers for all beings, etc., what I'm sharing with others? Before talk about that, let's think about the Buddhist practice in general. For example, Zen, the famous Zen master Dogen, founder of the Japanese Zen, his quote is like this: Zen is not a practice, it is a gate enter into the peace and joy. Dogen himself are saying it is not a practice, because another Zen master, famous Zen master called Hakuin, his poem, the first words of his poem is, people are originally Buddhas just to manifest who you are. Originally, he doesn't call it practice. The nuance of the practice is something like train yourself to be better, right? So the word practice does not fit even to the Buddhist in general. Let's also look at the Pure Land side aspect. Japanese Pure Land founder Honen, his quote is, to let people adore Amida Buddha sounds like something shallow teaching. However, the way of the natural enlightenment is extremely deep. The natural enlightenment way. So it is not practice. Also, the Christianity mystic master, his name is Meister Eckhart, he also said, to receive unification from God is nothing to do with what you have done, fasting or etc. You reach just be given as one way to receive the unification. It is not by your practice. Even though those masters, Dogen, Honen, Meister Eckhart, has been practicing many, many, many hours a day, they say. So what is the thing that I'm sharing, the mantra chanting with prayers, with sitting and or the prostration, etc. We are transferring the light and the great love, etc. of the great spirit of the universe to the world. So this is altruistic way and action. And those spirits who need to be rescued, unsaved spirits, we also put, with the prayers, we transfer the light and great love of the whole Buddhas, Bodhisattvas and Devas to pray that those unrescued spirits will be rescued. Those sacred beings respond to our prayer, and those spirits will be rescued. Not only those unsaved spirits, but there's also negative evil spirits who try to stop all those inhuman goodwill. So we have to disappear them and purify them with our chanting and prayers. Ask to those Buddhas, Bodhisattvas and Devas respond to let them disappear, to protect our goodwill to the world, and also help those unsaved spirits will be rescued. That's why we are calling this spiritual transference And this is the action of giving. This is the action of altruistic action. That's why this is not practice, but something necessary to do as a human being, because human beings are living in both worlds, external physical world and this spiritual world. And we have to live both equally. However, to raise our will and to develop our patient strength and sharpen our heart, just to live with giving heart, with good will is enough. Because even this, to give good will to other people, you need to be very patient and strong will. But this is also the way to manifest the light and great love of the great spirit of the universe, Amida. May you and people around you manifest the light and great love of great spirit of the universe by living based on the good will and the giving heart, and make this earth happy planet.